This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 KFrog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Support Sisters provides assistance to local women battling breast and gynecological cancer. Once again, they'll be hosting their Combat Cancer Walk on Saturday, October 18th at the Shops at Dos Lagos in Corona. Here to tell us more is Marketing Director Candy Leach and President Adriana Showalter. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Ladies, start by telling us how Support Sisters came to be.
There were a few of us ladies that lived in the Corona Norco Eastville areas that had breast cancer in common, and we started taking ladies to lunch just from our neighborhood and our neighbors and our community. And we soon realized that a lot of women needed some financial assistance. And so we did do a fundraiser for one gal, and everybody was like, well, if you had your 501c3, we could give you more money. So that's what we decided to do. And we had Kathy Azevedo, the late mayor of Norco, and she knew everyone, and everyone was very supportive of her. And we began just by letting women know that we were there and that we wanted to help them because we had been there ourselves.
What inspired you and the other founding members of Support Sisters as survivors yourselves to turn your personal experiences into a nonprofit?
Because when you hear the words you have cancer, it's devastating. And you're so scared, and you're hearing words that you have no idea what they mean. And you remember that fear. You feel like you're going to die. So after you get through it and you turn around, you're like, okay, I need to give back. I need to do something with the time that I have left here on earth. And you want to help women and men who've been there before and kind of uplift them and show them that they're not alone.
How has Support Sisters grown since those early days?
So when we first started, the board was providing emotional support to local women. And once they were doing that, they were really just getting to know people and talking to them and realizing that there was a desperate need for financial support as well. You can't work when you're going through treatment, or you can't work as much. It doesn't just affect the person battling cancer, it affects the whole family. And so they started seeing the ways that these women were really needing help and trying to fill those gaps. So when we first started, they were just providing little things, just comfort items, you know, socks or blankets or little things to take to chemo. And then once we got our 501c3, we were able to start providing financial assistance and eventually expanded that to begin helping women with gynecological cancer as well. So when we first started in 2016, we were able to help 6 women and granted roughly $4,000. Compared to 2024, we were able to assist 56 women and granted over $100,000.
Support Sisters focuses on helping women right here in Corona, Norco, Eastvale, and the surrounding communities. Why is it so important to you to keep this support local?
There's a lot of organizations out there that offer different types of assistance, and we're trying to just find our lane and stay in it. So we realized once we started helping people that the number of women in our community that needed help was astounding. So we're not trying to become the next Susan Coleman. We're just trying to become the best version of support sisters that we can be and reach the women that are shopping in our community, working in our community, our neighbors, our friends. And those women are so numerous that we feel like we've only begun to touch the surface. And so I think it's really important for us to keep to our grassroots type mission that we started in the beginning and just try to do what we can within our own community. And I think when we are talking to people about what we do and about helping to continue our mission, that goes a long way because it's a very real situation when you know you're helping somebody who you're going to potentially run into at the store. And we've granted over $500,000 since we started. And we never really thought that big in advance. We were just thinking about what we were doing in the moment. And when we were in a board meeting one time and the treasurer was giving the report and she's like, we've granted over $500,000. We were just completely blown away by that. So we're just like the little engine that could, and we're just going to keep trudging along and helping as many people in our community as we can. And we have expanded a little bit, but we're just trying to reach as many people as we can that are right there.
How does the financial assistance you provide make a difference in the lives of women battling cancer?
I think it, of course, I mean, obviously it helps get the bills paid, right? Because that's the goal. You have the doctor bills piling up and the electric bills and all the things. But the peace of mind that it gives, I think, is huge. Because if you're stressing on every bill and every dollar spent, then you're not focusing on your healing and on your family. And I think that it just alleviates so much additional stress. And you're not focusing on, I got to get back to work right away. You're just taking the time to heal and take care of yourself and give yourself grace.
Can you share a story, while protecting privacy, of course, about how your support has helped someone through treatment?
Yes. We take the time to meet with each woman individually, and we get to know their needs sometimes just by talking to them. And sometimes they don't even ask for what we see their need is. For example, we did have a survivor who had bone mets to her back and legs, and her doctor really wanted her to get in the pool and do exercises. So we provided a lift for her to get into her pool, and she also had two large dogs that were used to walking every day, and they were her support and love. And so we were able to hire a dog walker to come every other day and walk her dogs. And that was just very individualized and very special to her. And that made us just so happy that we were able to relieve that and provide the physical therapy that she needed to get into her pool. We do a lot of groceries and gas cards and things like that, but when it's personal, we've even paid for childcare for women who need it and can't work and can't take care of their children when they're at home on chemo.
We've also been able to come in. We've partnered with Synergy, and we're providing some in-home healthcare services, which is sort of new for us. Housekeeping and things like that, we're doing more and more. But the in-home health services, I think, has been huge to help a lot of our ladies who, you know, will offer to go in the house sometimes and help them. But I think there's a level of, I don't want to say embarrassment, but you're a little standoffish to have somebody you know come in and start doing stuff for you while you're laid up in the bed. And so it kind of gives them the help they need and the peace of mind as well.
I'm speaking with Adriana Showalter, president of Support Sisters, which provides financial assistance to local women battling breast and gynecological cancer, and marketing director Candy Leach. You have your Combat Cancer Walk coming up on Saturday, October 18th. What makes this walk unique compared to other walks or fundraisers?
We try to make this a full experience. We don't want people just to show up and walk and go home. We have a little bit going on. We open at 7 a.m. and we have the kids' corner with face painting and balloon artists. and activities. We're trying to get some new and exciting things in this year. I've just hired a clown who juggles and does balloon art as well, and a magician, and hopefully some other fun things we're trying to work in. And after the walk, we have live music, and the marching band kicks off the walk, which is amazing. We try to get all the schools involved, and they're so happy to help. And I think it's very important for them to see the sense of community and what it means to really truly give back to your community and to meet the women that are affected and to see the good that they're doing just by showing up and performing. The energy down by the lake last year at the walk was electric. It was so amazing having the marching band stand there and play as people were passing by. And then when everybody comes back, we have retail vendors, food vendors, more time with face painting and activities in Kids Corner. We have Southern California Garrison characters walking around for photo ops. And we're not allowed to, you know, reference what movie they're from, but they're, you know, troopers, we'll say. They come out every year and pose for photo ops and hang out at the Kids Corner. And we're getting more food vendors this year, and we're trying to get a lot of really exciting things going on. And we just want everyone to stay and have like a festival environment where everybody gets to know one another, know about Support Sisters and really what the mission is about, and just be in touch with the people that they're helping. So we had over 150 survivors last year that signed up to come to the walk, compared to, I believe we had like 20 in the beginning. So the community really gets to see the people that they're impacting, and they get to understand what the mission is all about. And that is that it's not just a copy and paste. Somebody fills out an application and gets their bill paid. This is really personal, and it really touches real people that they get to meet. And I think that's very important. And once they get to talk with the board members and other people, they see that their money, whether it's $25 for walking or whether you're a $10,000 sponsor, every dollar is just as important. None of us take a salary. We're all volunteers. We don't spend the money to pay for offices or a whole lot of overhead. We keep it really minimal so that people can see that every dollar that they're giving us is genuinely touching somebody that probably their meeting that day.
The walk this year takes place on Saturday, October 18th. Why is it important to hold it every year on the third Saturday in October?
We're trying to stay consistent so that people just automatically know when it is, they can plan for it, put it on their calendars, and look forward to it, because we just hope to continue to grow it each year.
Last year, you moved the event to the Shops at Dos Lagos. What does that setting add to the experience?
We've been growing every year, and we were trying to find a place that would grow with us and in some sense introduce us to a community that wasn't super familiar with us. We're more well known in Norco, but Corona didn't know as much about us. And so it kind of put us right in their backyard, and a lot of people came out who had not heard about the event before. And just something about walking around the lake, everybody was coming back and just saying that was magical. Just walking around the lake and seeing that sea of pink passing through the bridge. And when you look at the drone footage, it's just so cool. And it's hard to describe the feeling that everybody had coming back, but everybody was on such a high. And we had planned for the event to conclude around 11, and we practically had to pull poor Ashley Felton off the stage because they were there to pick it up. And she was such a trooper. She was still singing because everybody was totally there for it. And nobody wanted to be done. We were just all in the moment and enjoying it so much. The beautiful surroundings, as well as the beautiful lake, and just the amazing energy that we had going.
Ashley is a local country singer, for those who don't know. Is she coming back this year?
She is, yes.
I love her.
Is. Yes, she's great.
How has the event grown over the years?
When we first started in 2016, there was a couple hundred of us. We had no clue what we were doing, let's be honest. We just decided we were going to do this thing. And we were like, okay, we're going to show up at a park. I believe it was Park Ridge Park. We had a couple hundred people, maybe 300 people max. And we showed up and did our best, and we raised about $10,000, and it was great, but we quickly found how quickly it was going to grow. And last year we had over 1,500 people in attendance, and we raised $128,000. And we had, as I said earlier, over 150 survivors. And we started just with a couple vendors and just a short ceremony. And then we did the walk. And we were like, that was great, but we want more. We wanted more connection, more time for everybody just to be there together. And I think we're achieving that. And we're trying to think of new things to add each year. And we're just looking forward to see what this year has in store. And we're hoping to raise, you know, $150,000 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm speaking with Adriana Showalter, president of Support Sisters, which provides financial assistance to local women battling breast and gynecological cancer, and marketing director Candy Leach. For someone who has never been to this walk before, what can they expect?
I think they can expect a whole lot of love and a whole lot of community rallying around each other. Like Candy said, there was 150 survivors. And with that, they bring their families, their companies that they work for. And 1 in 8 will be diagnosed with breast cancer. And gynecological cancer, there is a little bit less, but there's so many women that get diagnosed. And, you know, they're your teachers, they're your principals, they're your nurses, and the lady in the grocery store. Like, they're just your everyday faces. And everybody knows somebody that's been affected by breast cancer. So I think that they can expect to just feel a lot of love, a lot of community support, and have a really, really good time just knowing that, you know, the support is there. And it feels really good to support other people as well, not just for the survivors, but when you get to donate money or donate your time or come and walk for those that are battling, it's a good feeling.
What does celebrating a decade of hope mean to you personally and to the organization?
I think it means that we have accomplished what we set out to do. 10 years of Combat Cancer Walk. I think it's just a very incredible journey that we've been on, and the community that has supported us has come through every year. And, you know, they know some of the women that we've helped, or they may be some of the women that we've helped. And it's just hope. And everybody needs hope. Even in the darkest days, we all need each other.
And now that we've reached out to start helping women with gynecological cancer as well, it's exposing us to a whole nother side of things, and we're learning more and being able to help those women in different ways. When we first started, we had one girl, I think she was 14 years old, who we helped that had, was it ovarian cancer, Adriana? She had ovarian cancer. It was unbelievable to us. And we were just starting out to help women with gynecological cancer. And since then, we're helping more and more. And we're seeing our group, so our Sister Sit Down, which is our support group on the fourth Tuesday of every month, it was 5 or 6 people, and now it's 40 people, sometimes more. They've outgrown every space, and Corona Regional has been generous enough to let us use one of their conference rooms for every meeting. So that has grown so much. The online support group, which was just kind of a like, hey, should I start a support group online? And they're like, sure. And now there's almost 350 people in that group that provide each other support. So not only are we supporting them, but those women are supporting one another. And we have people who are finishing up treatment and saying, I'm not going to stop coming because I'm not in treatment. I want to come and help people the way I was helped. And I've been posting testimonials online just kind of leading up to the walk so people could say, why are they supporting us? Or how have we helped them? Or how have they seen us help others? And one lady just commented the other day that I posted and said, yeah, I didn't know if I could continue to come after the first meeting, because it was tough. You hear tough things and you see people struggling, and it's a lot, and I don't know if I can come. And when she came back, she shared that with everyone, and she said, I'm so glad I kept coming, and it was so necessary, and I can't wait to help others. And so I believe we assisted 56 women last year, and we granted, I believe it was $113,000. And as I said before, we don't collect a salary. We don't pay for any facilities or any crazy overhead. We try, and people probably get tired of us, we try so hard to get every little thing donated and all the support we can get. And because it's so important, that little piece to us, every dollar I spend is a dollar I'm not helping somebody with. So I feel like I'm more stingy with support sisters money than I am with my own. I'm sure my husband doesn't appreciate that, but it's the truth. And so celebrating a decade of hope, it encompasses all of that. It encompasses going from a couple hundred people who had no idea what they're doing, showing up to walk and being like, hey, this is cool. We're starting something here, to now 1,500 people. We could not believe how many people showed up last year. And now you're going from 5 or 6 people at a meeting to 40. And you're going from, sure, let's do a support group online and see what happens, to 350 people supporting one another and eager to continue that support, even when they don't need it anymore themselves. And I think that speaks volumes about the mission. And all of us are very passionate about it, no matter what we have going on in our personal lives. We have jobs and all the things going on, but this is so important to us, and it's so near and dear to us, and we love to see how important it has become to the community, to our committee who has been there with us since the beginning, to community leaders that recognize what we're doing and they're trying to help propel us forward. It's become just really an entire movement in the community, and it's so beautiful to watch.
How can individuals, families, or local businesses get involved?
You can sponsor, of course, and we have sponsorship levels starting at $500. You can walk. You can create a team, which is fun. We're having some new competitions this year for teams. We're doing a spirit stick where everybody can come out. You can put a flag on it, lights, pictures, whatever you want. Just something that you can kind of hold up in your group when you're walking, so you stand out in the crowd and show everyone your team spirit. And we're going to do an award for top spirit stick. We're doing, if somebody brings in a sponsor, then they get that credit for those sponsorship dollars towards their team. And then we're doing top team, meaning largest fundraising team and largest team. and largest fundraising individual. So there's a lot of fun ways for them to get involved. And then we would love for people to come out. If you have a small business, come out and be a vendor. One of the most important ways is to help us spread the word. So we do all this fundraising. And of course, you need to do that because we need funds to help people. But more importantly, we need to touch people who need help. And I keep telling everyone, just if you want to help me, follow us online. Go give us a Google review. Give us a Facebook review. Share my posts. Like them. Comment on them. Tell people about us. If you're somewhere and you hear somebody talking about going through breast or gynecological cancer, say, hey, have you heard of Support Sisters? You should check them out. We need for people to be able to reach us. And that is, I think, something that I struggle to do. And it's very important to me. I have a YouTube channel that I've started where you can go on our testimonials page and you can listen to how your contributions have impacted women in the community. We're on LinkedIn, Twitter, even though I don't really get it. I'm still calling it Twitter, and it's definitely called X now. Obviously, I don't get it. You know, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok now, trying to get us everywhere that I can, but I need help. And so if somebody hears this, I want them to remember our name, and I want them to tell people who need help about us so that we can reach them. So on YouTube, we are at Support Sisters, and across LinkedIn and Instagram and X, we have Support Sisters and Combat Cancer Walk. And on TikTok, it is Support Sisters Combat Cancer Walk. And if you go on our website, you can find all of those links there. And we have our link tree that has all of those links there, as well as all the links to make a donation. People can donate to us. They can donate a one-time donation. They can donate monthly. People can offer to do like Dine to Donate, where we get a portion of the proceeds. Texas Roadhouse, for instance, is amazing. We just got a flyer they sent us the other day where they're doing every Wednesday in October, and whatever you purchase, 15% of your purchase goes to Support Sisters. So more things like that would be great. People can do a coupon where if somebody shops in their store, they'll get, you know, a percentage that will go to Support Sisters. There's many ways that people can support us.
And if you're looking for Support Sisters online, the sisters part of Support Sisters is S-I-S-T-E-R-Z.
Correct. Yes.
Besides the walk coming up at the Shops at Dos Lagos on Saturday, October 18th, how else can the community support your mission throughout the year?
I think, like Candy said, we are really sad when we find a survivor after they have finished their treatments and they're like, I had no idea you guys were here. I'm so glad I found you, but I wish I would have found you sooner. So I think the community letting people know when they do hear about somebody being diagnosed with breast or gynecological cancer, like, hey, go to supportsisters.org with a Z, sisters with a Z, and reach out. I think that is the number one way we're going to become more well known. Like, we have City of Hope, they refer us people, Kaiser, Corona Compassionate, but we need to help more women, and we need more women to learn about us.
How do you hope Support Sisters will continue to grow in the next few years?
I think by helping more women. We would like that number, even though we did grant out $113,000, and that is a lot of money, but that was to 56 women. We would love to help 156 women and double that grant amount. We pay medical bills. We pay all sorts of things that, like I said, on a case-by-case basis, we find out what they need. And, you know, sometimes if they've already paid their medical bill, we can offset it by doing a grocery card or paying a utility bill, things like that.
What message do you want to leave women who might be listening right now and going through their own battle?
I think that it is so important to reach out for any kind of cancer. Cancer's cancer, and the bottom line is it's so fearful and it consumes your life. You have to be to the doctors when they tell you, and you take your medicine, you know, you're sick, you lose your hair. So I think reaching out and talking to someone who's been in your shoes, it may not be the same size shoes, but it's the same shoes and the fear is all the same. And I think also, most importantly, is to just not give up hope. And, you know, if you hear a story or somebody says, oh yeah, my aunt died from that, you just know that that's not you, and we're all different. And, you know, your brain is very important, and what you tell it you know, you have to be careful. You just need to tell it that you're going to be okay and you're going to get through it and reach out and get support.
And I am the only member of Support Sisters who's not a cancer survivor, so I can't speak to that fear exactly. I've shared before the way that I got involved with this was that I did not have medical insurance, and they found a lump that they could not definitively say it was not cancer, so there was a local organization who paid to have it removed. I started volunteering to give back to them, and I just remember praying to God that cancer wouldn't change my life, and it did. But in a way that I never expected. And so I always tell people, you don't have to have had cancer to be passionate about this. Some people might not understand why I'm as involved in this as I am. And it's just since I've been involved in this organization, the number of people that I love that have been affected by cancer. My husband has had cancer. My mother passed from cancer. My brother-in-law just passed from cancer. It's terrible. And you just never know where life is going to take you. And you have to do what you can when you can. And you just have to, when you feel touched and moved to do something, like you're called to do something, do it. And don't just do it with so much heart and so much vigor that you can't be stopped, and that you just want to make sure that you're really giving it your all and that you're not wasting one moment, because you know that this is something that you were called to do. And I feel like I went through that so that I could be here to help other people. And I had no idea what I was doing. I really didn't. And some days I still don't. But it's just that I want to make sure that fear that I had and the fear that I've seen other people have, my friends and my family go through. And I'm just so angry, and I want to turn that anger into action. And I want to reach people and help people. And like she said, it's different size shoes, but it's all the same shoes. And it's not just the person who's battling cancer. It's their whole family. And people need support. The husbands need support. If you have a spouse that's been through cancer and you see somebody else is struggling because their spouse is going through, that guy needs support. So help him out. Kids whose parents are going through cancer, they need help too. And we just have to find bigger ways to reach out and help people, because that's what it's all about. These are the things that are missing in the medical field. They're not really caring for the patient as a whole. And we're trying to fill that gap, because it's very, very important to not just treat somebody physically, but to treat all the symptoms of the disease. And that is the anxiety, the fear, the depression. Some women don't even want to get out of bed. You know, it's tragic. And then their families feel that too. And they don't even want to sit with those feelings and acknowledge them, because they feel that they're having emotions about somebody else's struggle with cancer. But you have to go through those, because those are real and they're valid, and it affects the whole family.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I've been speaking with Adriana Showalter, president of Support Sisters, which provides financial assistance to local women battling breast and gynecological cancer, and marketing director Candy Leach. The Support Sisters Combat Cancer Walk takes place on Saturday, October 18th at the Shops at Dos Lagos in Corona. Tell us again how we can sign up for the walk or get involved.
So if you go to supportsisters.org, and that's supportsisters with a Z.org, as soon as you log on to the page, you'll get a pop-up and it'll say get involved. You tap that, it'll take you right to the Combat Cancer page. And on that page, you can find out all the details, how to register, how to become a vendor, how to become a sponsor. It'll tell you start time, 7 a.m., Saturday, October 18th. Down at the bottom, you can even purchase a tribute poster where you can pay tribute to someone you love, whether it's a cancer angel who lost their battle with cancer, a survivor or a thriver who is still in the fight, and a caregiver, which it's huge. And I was excited to do that last year because I think oftentimes the caregivers are not acknowledged. And so you can buy a poster for somebody who has battled cancer or supported somebody that has, and we'll display it at the walk. So you can find all that information right on our Combat Cancer page. And if you have any questions, you can always email us at ccw@supportsisters.org.
Anything else you want us to know?
I think to piggyback on what Candy said about everyone doing their part, and people sometimes will say, why are you guys only breast and gynecological? And, you know, we would love to be able to expand, but there's only 8 of us volunteers. So I think the message from Candy, what made me think about it, is if we all just did our part and we go with what our talents are. Some of our board members who are in the background and they're doing amazing things. And then we have the outreach who are doing amazing things. And so find out what your passion is and go for it. And we're only on this earth so long. We need to help each other.
And when I was talking about the amazing new things we have going on at Combat Cancer Walk, forgot to mention that we have the most amazing MC joining us this year, and that is your very own Pepper from K-Frog Radio. So we're super pumped about that. And we just want everyone to come out. We want you to come early and we want you to stay late. And we can be there as late as we want. This year, we're going to be staging up in a different area because there were so many people last year. We were crowded in there. It was kind of cool. Even though it was very crowded, it was just nice to be so close with everyone. But this year we are going to be staging up in the back where they used to do the concert nights so that we'll have a little bit more room and we won't be limited on time so everybody can stay as late as they want.
Well, I am so honored that you've invited me to be part of it this year. I'm really looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, October 18th at the Shops at Dos Lagos for the Combat Cancer Walk. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Pepper.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.